There's a feeling of hell and doubt when meditating. How can one overcome it?
Hate, doubt, and may I know the words?
Hell and doubt.
Hell and during one's meditation.
Yeah. When meditating.
If one experiences hell, doubt.
While meditating,
how can he overcome it? Now, first of all, if the meditation is soulful, then one cannot experience hell and doubt. How can one overcome hell and doubt during one's meditation? There is an easy way. One must have fondness for meditation. One must have liking for meditation. Some people meditate in a mechanical way. They take it as a routine. Here, it is something self-imposed. Nobody can impose meditation on you unless you accept it on your own. Very often, people get bitter experiences, frustrated feelings during their meditation. Why? Because they do not like or love meditation. They feel that from meditation they are going to get something unique, something special. Before they start meditation, they expect something. It is just like a beggar. He thinks that today he will start begging. The moment he starts begging, he will be able to become multimillionaire overnight. This is his feeling. A beggar thinks that he can become millionaire, multimillionaire, just by begging one day. So here also in the spiritual life, very often a seeker, when he enters into the spiritual life, he thinks that his being will be inundated, his entire existence will be inundated with peace, light and bliss overnight. Everything takes its time. One cannot become a millionaire overnight. One has to work hard. One cannot get the master's degree in one day or in one year. One has to study for 20, 18 or 20 years in order to get master's degree. He has to pass through kindergarten, primary school, high school, college and university. Then he gets master's degree. So here, why do you have the experience of hell, doubt? Because we are pushing ourselves beyond our capacity. We are pulling the truth again beyond the capacity of our receptivity. Receptivity is very limited. We are trying to pull in something which will break the vessel, the tiniest possible vessel that we have. Then again, we are pushing ourselves forward beyond our capacity. We are not ready. We don't have the capacity to run, and we are pushing ourselves like the fastest runner of the world. We are not ready, we don't have the capacity, but we feel by running the fastest we will reach the goal. True, we will reach the goal, but beyond our capacity, if we run, then we shall fall down, break our legs, we shall be injured, and life there again ends. So we experience doubt. Why? We are not following the path, spiritual path, systematically. We doubt either humanity, or we doubt God, or we doubt ourselves. A seeker, either he doubts God, he feels that he won't be able to realize God, there is no existence of God, or he feels that God is there, but he cannot realize God because he is not pure enough, he is not sincere enough, or he is not disciplined enough. This is his feeling. Again, he is wrong. If Father exists, God exists. If he is created by God, which is absolute, he knows, then creation is bound to reach creator, as the creator at any moment can enter into his creation. So also the creation, if the creation has its sincere inner urge, then the creation also will and can enter into the creator. Now, in the West, unfortunately, many people cherish a wrong idea. It is hell. There is no such thing as hell. In the West, sin, hell, these two words, every day people use. Where is hell? There is no such thing as hell. It is limited bondage. We are experiencing the finite. We are on earth. Unfortunately, we have not yet experienced the infinite, the eternal, the mortal. And just because we have not felt this, we feel that the other, the opposite thing, the finite, the bondage, is hell. But we have to know the finite, the bondage that we are feeling every day. It is only a passing phase. It is like the sky is overcast with cloud for half an hour or for a day or for a few hours. Again the sun comes. Each individual has the inner sun. This inner sun is now covered by fear, doubt, anxiety, worries, imperfections and limitations. But a day will come when we'll be able to remove this cover, and then the inner sun shines brightest. Now, to come back to the question, I used to say that if one says hell, then I used to say one is belittling one's own inner potentiality. We are all God's children. There is no hell, only it is light. From light you grow, from light, more light, abundant light, then infinite light. But if you do not see the truth the way the truth has to be seen, then there is an inner pain. This pain is bound to occur every day in our life. Truth is there, but we have to see the truth in a proper way. Light is there, we have to see the light in a proper way. Then only we'll see that life has its true meaning. Now, during one's meditation, I used to say that one should have spontaneous love for meditation and must not expect anything from meditation. God is meditating in and through the seeker. The very fact that he wants to meditate, he should be pleased. Millions of people are not meditating, wallowing in the pleasures of ignorance. But how is it that out of million and billion, he is ready to meditate? That means God has chosen him to meditate. The very fact that he is meditating, he is blessed by God. Now, further, if he wants to get from his meditation, he should know that he who has given him the capacity to meditate will also give him the result of meditation. But there is something called time, God's choice hour. Just because he has started meditating, if he expects peace, light, bliss in abundant measure, he is mistaken. He has to feel that he is a farmer, divine farmer. A seeker is a farmer. He cultivates the land. Then he sows the seed. Then again he has to wait for the water, rain, let us say, the divine grace. A farmer does not get the bumper crop all at once in a day. So spiritual seeker also will not get the bumper crop realization in a single day. But if he wants, then he is pushing himself beyond his capacity or pulling someone beyond the capacity of his receptivity. He will naturally be frustrated, and his frustration, he calls it hell. But if he waits for God, for God's choice hour, and remains satisfied with the idea that God has given him the capacity to meditate, today he has got the capacity from God to meditate, tomorrow means at God's choice hour, God will give him the capacity again to receive God's boundless peace, light and bliss. But if he is in a hurry, then God realization or infinite peace, infinite light is not meant for him. Patience is necessary here. God has given you the capacity to meditate. Be most grateful to God because he has chosen you and not anybody else. Now, next thing is wait for God's hour to give you infinite peace and light and bliss. If you pull, if you push, then frustration will appear, and then in frustration you will feel hell, and you will doubt your own spiritual capacity, you will doubt God's very existence. So please meditate for God's sake and not for your own sake. Then you will never have doubt, you will never have this feeling of hell.
Another question along similar lines is, what can one do when a negative thought arises?
Yes, thank you. There are two ways to conquer negative thoughts. One way is very simple and dynamic. Negative thought means negative power. Each thought has a power of its own. Positive thought has the power. Negative thought also has its power. With positive thought, we build. With negative thought, we break. Each positive thought is creation, and each negative thought is destruction. But the positive thought and negative thought both have power. Now, during our meditation, or if we follow the spiritual life, slowly and steadily we develop willpower. And when we develop willpower, we feel that this willpower is coming from a source. Source is God, the absolute, the infinite. Now, each day during your meditation, we can have a free access to this willpower. We call the source from where we can get the infinite will, adamantine willpower. How can you get it? We have to feel that we are God's children, chosen children. God is all light, plus God is all love. Now, if we feel that God is all love, then immediately God the love enters into us. In love, there is no negative thought. It is all positive. Where there is love, it is all positive. The moment love goes away from a place, it is all negative. I mean divine love. God is all love. If this idea one can cherish, if one feels that God is all love, then immediately God the love enters into us, and then there can be no negative thought, no negative idea. Because God means what? All light. In light there cannot be any negative thought, negative feeling. It is all positive, because it is light means vision. Vision will never remain satisfied unless it is manifested. So the willpower manifests the vision on earth. So if one wants to get rid of negative thought, then one should feel, one should invoke God the love. Love itself is light. This is positive way using one's love power, which is willpower. There is another way to conquer fear or negative thought, let us say. When a negative thought comes, we have to feel that negative thought is a thief. Now, what do you do when you see a thief? We chase the thief. We do not allow the thief to chase us because we know that we are the owners. The master of the house runs and chases the thief and catches because he knows that I am the master, you have stolen something from my house. So each time a negative thought comes, the master, the seeker, has to give a chase. And he has to threaten that you have stolen my thing. What right have you to take my thing? It is mine. It is all mine. So here we call vigilance. A seeker has to be totally vigilant 24 hours. Here he has to feel that he has some inner wealth and he has to increase it through his prayer and meditation, which he is doing. Now, when negative thought comes, they come in the form of doubt or fear or jealousy, hypocrisy, meanness, and this. These are negative thoughts. But he has to feel that each negative thought has come to commit theft, to take something away from his divinity, from his inner life, from his inner wealth. Each negative thought is acting like a thief to take away, enters into his life to take away something. Naturally, he is the owner of his body, vital, mind, heart and soul. He has to give a chase and threaten. And this has to be done with utmost confidence. He must not make friends with negative thoughts. Sometimes people cherish negative thoughts. They get a kind of pleasure. Sometimes they cherish, you know, jealousy, fear, doubt. They feel that this is something necessary. Very often people cherish doubt. They lie down and they doubt God's existence and their own spirituality. They become real philosophers by doubting God and by doubting their own existence. This is all stupid way of seeing the truth. But when doubt comes, fear comes, jealousy, these are all negative. Immediately they have to feel that a thief has entered. What right has a thief to enter into my inner domain? They have to catch the thief and throw it. And now when we catch a thief, we put the thief into the prison cell. In spiritual life, when you catch a thief, what do? We take the thief to the soul's light. Doubt has come, a thief. Therefore doubt, here doubt has to be illumined. In ordinary life, in earthly life, we take the thief and put it into prison cell and there he gets punishment. We feel that this way he will change his nature and character. In spiritual life, when doubt the thief comes, or negative thought, let us ending, we take it to the soul's light for transformation. Without the soul's light, these negative thoughts cannot be transformed. First you have to catch, you have to chase them, then catch them. Then after catching them, we have to take them to the proper place where they can be transformed. And that is the light of the soul. This is how we can conquer, we can transform the negative thoughts.
Thank you. I think we'll take another short break now, and then we'll close up the program.